Did you know that the model for traditional schools, the architecture for traditional schools, is the same model that we used for prisons? You probably didn't. However, I bet your high school looked a lot like a prison. Mine did. It's the same thing, a central office where the principal sits, and your cell classroom, and, you know, your common areas, the gym where you all get to work out, and the lunchroom where you all get to eat. It's the same model. It turns out that's not a great model for education. Turns out it's a great model for prisons. But when you want a student to learn, there are lots of different ways and places and types of learning. And so students need quiet places. They need soft spaces. They need cave spaces. They need indoor-outdoor connections. So our classrooms are big. They're flexible. You can do a lot of things. You can put people in different areas. We have messy areas so people can work on projects. We have quiet areas so people can sit down and read. We have conference rooms where students, small groups, can break out and work on a project together. The picture that you saw in the paper of the rotunda when you walk in, that becomes a meeting space. We had our first all-school meeting in it today. It was great. There's nowhere to hide.